CliffCentral.com. This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. This is Sex Talk with Jonty and Tamar. Unradio, unscripted. And I have to tell you that this show is without a doubt uncensored.
It's a very merry show.
It's a very merry show. So this is for the holidays. This is games you can play and fun you can have and adventures you can share. On your own, with a partner, with some friends.
A lot of stories as well. Our lovely friends and listeners actually recorded for us cool voice notes about sex tip, about funny things that happened to them in vacations, about how did they hide from the kids and had the most wild and amazing sex. So we'll get there in the middle of the show.
Okay. So first tip, for those of you who are going to Dubai and want to have sex on the beach, don't.
Because it's a Muslim country?
And you're going to get arrested and you're going to get in trouble.
By the way, in any country.
Every single day there's a story about that.
Really?
Yeah. And especially, I mean, they have so many rules and limitations and things. Just don't do it.
Don't have sex
on the plane there. Join the Mile High Club, which is almost impossible to do.
It is. Definitely with York. I tried, like, you know, you can't squeeze into that.
Yeah, because he's a really big guy. Not going to happen.
No.
The next thing is, how do you have sex on the beach without getting sand everywhere? It's almost impossible.
And how not to get sunburned? I was having sex on the beach in Mozambique a few years ago, and I got so sunburned in an hour, I couldn't have sex for a week. So that's not good.
That's a big one. Yeah. So if you're going to be nude in the sun, firstly, do it slowly, like a little bit for a couple of days. Let your body get used to that. But if you're going on to like someplace like Mozambique, often the sun is much stronger than in Joburg, for example. So that's going to happen. And make sure on your breasts, on your genitals,
all the sensitive
sunscreen.
Wear sunscreen.
That's
By the way,
it.
Coconut oil is not a bad idea also for as a slight, not a good sunscreen, but it's a slight protection because it's an antioxidant.
Really? I never knew that.
And it's actually...
I mean, I knew the antioxidant.
It doesn't heat. It's even better than butter.
Yeah.
Doesn't heat as much. The oil doesn't deform. So it's actually helping to protect your skin. So don't use it as sunblock, but it will give some protection.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know the most famous movie scene that butter was used in a sexual purpose? And in its day, it was shocking.
I have a very interesting thing. It's the tango.
Last Tango in Paris.
You know that
Marlon Brando. Butter for, as a lube for anal sex.
It was butter, but you know that actually an interview came up that she actually was raped in that scene.
Really?
The actress. Now it came up with a lot of awareness to sexual abuse and sexual harassment, and we speak a lot about it, and we spoke about the Maboneng amazing.
I never knew that about it.
Movie. So I just read it in the most shocking interview that actually the director didn't prepare the actress to some of the scenes that's going to happen, and he told the actors to actually do a lot of touch her and
so get this amazing real reaction.
Humiliation, and actually people get accused for it now and go into trials. Another director from Israel that did an unbelievable film with Israel's greatest actress Gila Almagor, which is like the, you know, the theater best actress, one of the best in the world. She was actually raped while the movie was shot because they didn't prepare her. And he directed the actors touch her where in intimate parts so she will be scared. And she wasn't prepared. And it's interesting that a person can pretend he's dying, killing his old children, whatever the case, sickness. But directors allow themselves to give the permission of sexual harassment for actresses.
Not cool.
But it is an unbelievable scene. And yeah, for the butter, we'll take it. It's tasty.
Absolutely.
And it's healthy, by the way, for probiotics.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's interesting because, let's get a little bit personal, shall we?
Okay.
I like kind of playing under the table in restaurants.
Okay. With everybody or just people that allow you to?
Yeah. It's kind of precondition.
Okay. So.
And I never used butter.
You know what? They give you those little butters already ready to use.
Yeah.
Just imagine a vegan restaurant, you'll get coconut butter.
Oh, that's even better. Hey, here we go. Okay. So,
First tip. Sex
on the beach. Let's go back to sex on the beach.
No butter there.
No butter. So, here was my idea. If you take a fitted sheet,
you're so clever.
Turn it inside out. Because when you do that, the corners and the sides kind of come up, forming almost a little barrier. Keep sand away.
And
I don't know how effective it actually is, but it's
a cool idea. Go for the duvet cover. Just go into the duvet cover and close
the zipper. Yeah, you can, except when you... Yeah, but you got to breathe.
Okay, keep the zipper open. It's like a little tent. It's a mini tent.
Yeah, it can work.
Less sand for the OCDs ones.
There we go.
Okay.
So, lots of options for sex on the beach.
Take a sarong at least.
So, if you have sex on the beach, please send us your pictures. We want to know how you do it.
A few people did send their photos, and I must be honest, it looks very clumsy.
It's difficult. It's lots of fun. And it's one of those things that it's more the excitement of it. Like
even
we're being naughty
just,
and we're being taboo.
Even if it's just touching a little bit or fingering a little bit under the
blanket. And then
blanket.
It's kind of fun.
And you know, there's Cap d'Arc and all these places in the world.
Yeah, but there, it's like 24 hours a day, everything that you want.
But that's wonderful. So people should know about this wonderful. It's a city that
So for those of you who don't know, Cap d'Arc Day is a nude city on the French Riviera.
Yeah.
And in the middle of summer, there'll be 20, 30,000 people there.
Yeah.
There are hotels and apartments, and most of it is family oriented.
Yeah.
But there is a section on the beach, you walk about a kilometer down the beach, where it is this non-stop sex party, and whatever you are looking for, you will find.
It's amazing. People save in South Africa. I chatted to a few in one of the clubs, and he was like, he's working the whole year just to spend 2 months a year there. That's his.
I know people who go every year, and they absolutely love it.
It's a great liberty to be naked, first of all. You don't need to engage sexually, but to be naked, to even ride bicycle naked. Just, you know, go to the grocery shop naked.
Yeah.
So that can be a fun holiday
thing. Yeah, very
freeing
and liberating.
Just to go.
Yeah, so have lots of fun with that one.
Mm.
Okay. Interesting thing. During this time, we spend lots of time in the malls and shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what people do.
That's
this time. Everybody's buying presents. They're buying stuff for Christmas. And you're on holiday. So you're buying stuff for the house. All sorts of things.
So try not to keep your children out of sight. Maybe keep them with an uncle
but
or something.
You can have a lot of fun in the shopping malls.
Yes.
So the first thing about that is, and we're just kind of putting a whole lot of stuff on the table. We are not recommending that you go and do anything.
No.
We're just
telling you about our experience.
Putting stuff on the table.
It's... You know what? Maybe you live in a very, very quiet town and the mall has three people a day coming visit. Maybe it's maybe you just close. Yeah.
Okay. So the first thing is disabled toilets have much more space.
That's so true.
And they're private.
And they're usually cleaner.
And they're not like in a whole block of toilets. They're all private on their own.
If you want me to go deeper, usually they have this tap to wash after the showery thing so you can even have like...
So we discovered this. It wasn't that new to us and it wasn't that shocking, but we had some friends and he had broken his leg and he was in a wheelchair.
True.
And they came for some workshops and lessons and they got really excited and turned on. And instead of going back home afterwards, they went to the nearest shopping center into the disabled toilet and had their fun.
Yeah. And you know, later she even rolled him out and it's like, oh, thank you so much. You know, it's really difficult to take care of the disabled person here. Shame my handicapped husband.
So the disabled toilets have more space.
Yeah.
And they're more private.
It is true. And it is fun. Just try to see if there's cameras around. And
well, the cameras wouldn't be in the toilets.
That's true. And also, you know, I find it difficult sometimes to embarrass other people or to make other people uncomfortable.
No,
so,
you don't need to do that.
Yeah. So we're talking only of really use your discretion and really like even to fantasize about those things is just wonderful.
Now, here's a cool fantasy game.
Okay.
And I like this one. You can have a lot of fun with this. And you can also play this with a group of friends if you're sitting having coffee.
Oh, my word.
So think about, I don't know, you're sitting in Sandton, or you're sitting in Melrose Arch, or
you're sitting in Zanzibar.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter where in the world you're sitting. It's a very cool game to play.
Okay.
You look at the people around you, and you start telling a story about what you think they enjoy and do sexually.
That is such a good icebreaker.
And it's amazing because you really start to get into, and if you let your imagination run wild.
But it's not about you and your friends, about other people in the cafe.
That's it. Yeah. So you just look at somebody across and you think, I think that's what they do in their bedroom. And I think he likes this, and I think she does. And you can have so much fun
hysterical.
With it. And it really
And then maybe
is.
You can take it further and just say, okay, share something from you. But then, oh, no, it's too
that's
personal.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. And it's a great way to kind of get into some fantasy stuff in your head. And you know, this is interesting because it gives you an opportunity to get really mad and crazy and nasty. And just let your imagination run wild. That's what's fun.
Exactly. Now, we sat here in the studios before the show, and we were just talking about, you know, random topics, you know, day-to-day, like threesomes and oral sex, you know, in the middle of the studio, like John T. and I do. Exactly. But that's another fun game, and this idea of sitting in public and getting a little bit naughty or funny. So, and our friend does it often. You just sit with your partner, or with a bunch of friends, and you see if you can just say the word, let's say, oral sex. And then your friends go a little bit louder. So I went with oral sex. And then you go a little bit louder, till somebody gets busted or not. Mm. Or the idea is just literally to tell a funny story about a sexual thing and walk away. So then
Everybody close.
The ears are all of a sudden. And it's kind of naughty because you don't have to do, you know, we talk a lot about safe sex. Mm. And how can you have pleasure like expanded orgasm and beautiful sensual massages that you don't actually have to interact with genitals. Mm. And it's very safe and it can give you, you know, hours and hours of pleasure. So another nice game is really to just start playing in public, even just with looks or a little touch under the table, like you said, or telling a little fantasy in somebody's ear and maybe somebody's listening. Mm. And there is, you know, if you do it in your own discretion and you really, you know, you choose the place, it's not a dodgy bar.
Because we need to say this, we need to put a disclaimer in here.
True.
It's really important that you do this, if you're doing this in public, in a way that is not offensive to other people and to
not
kids.
Not offensive to the police.
So, well, that's the most important.
Yes, we all do it. Let's be honest. Yeah. We just all do
so,
it.
But let's expand that to see how much can you turn your partner on just through looking and touching their hands and their face, for example.
That's
nothing
amazing.
Else. Nothing more than that.
Love it.
That is where you really need some important and amazing sensual skill.
Wow.
Because some of that can be the most amazing turn on. So let me give you some ideas here.
Amazing.
One of the most amazing things that you can do that's quite safe in public is to blow on their skin, especially their neck.
Mm,
a gentle little blow. I love necks.
Mm.
And that exposed skin. Mm. A blow, a little kiss, a whisper in their ear about what you're going to do later.
Mm. Wow.
And that's all you need to do.
Yeah.
And then stop. Don't go overboard.
Love
that's
this.
One of the keys. Don't go overboard.
The power of suspension or
and anticipation.
Anticipation
is amazing.
Mm.
Here's another nice cell phone game.
Ooh, love it. Everybody's in on the cell phones.
Yeah,
so.
And it's a really cool one, especially for the shopping malls.
Mm.
Two ways you can play it. The one is take a picture of anything in a shop, but it's not a sexual thing.
Okay.
So it's like a normal, everyday thing.
Okay.
Send it
an
to your
oven cleaner.
Yeah. Well.
No.
Send it to your partner, and they got to send back what they would do with it sexually.
Hmm. But guys, not like I'll put you in the oven and.
So
but if it's like a brush.
What could you do with
a
brush?
Where could you?
And that becomes
challenge
really
them.
Interesting. And then they send you a picture of whatever they are looking at.
Maybe give yourself this vacation time, this silly season. Give yourself the gift. Of anticipation and the gift of not acting on your arousal. This is something so powerful. People talk about Zen and mastering energy. Sit with it. Sit with your amazing hard-on. Sit with your amazing wetness between your legs. Sit with it and be with it and elevate it and just breathe. You don't have to act on it. Oh my God, I'm so horny. I have to fuck her now. You know, just be with it.
It's one of the biggest things in sexual exploration and sexual learning. And it really is deep. The interesting thing, what's so difficult for some people, is that we are so conditioned that once we get turned on, we have to go into a certain pattern of sexual performance.
And as we start,
which says
the
we have to have this, we have to have that, we have to do this, and we have to end in this orgasm. So firstly, orgasm by itself becomes a trap. And I'm not saying orgasms are not, because I spend so much of my time teaching people how to have orgasms, bigger orgasms, better orgasms, things like that. But there's so much more than just orgasm. And it really allows you to kind of start exploring different possibilities. But learning to keep the energy inside of you is really mind-blowing. And it opens worlds of possibility.
Valentina said it, and you guys talked more tantric language. You said it's like an amazing swirl.
Yeah.
It's a buildup of a generator. It's a generator.
Yeah, it's a spiral.
And why do you want to throw that energy out? You know, ejaculating. For female ejaculation is a bit different.
Because that tends to build the energy.
And again, it's very different if you stimulate the clit in order to climax, or you build that energy and after 20, half an hour, 40 minutes, she climax. It can build more and more arousal. As you said, she will want to fuck you to death. And John D always says, who's the brave man who wants to really satisfy to be a real good lover? But Valentina said it so beautifully. Why do we want to just immediately get rid of that energy?
So you want to do something amazing. Here's a beautiful experience. It's a deep experience.
Okay.
You're not going to get this immediately.
Maybe it's good when you go to a vacation, you have some time.
Yes, this is one that you need time for.
Okay.
Minimum of 1 hour.
Wow.
Minimum 1 hour of oral sex.
And it's so healthy.
That you give your partner the gift of pleasuring them with your mouth for minimum of 1 hour.
That is so beautiful.
So here's how you do it. The first thing is you've got to make sure that you are comfortable.
So comfortable.
So for a woman to do this to a man, one of the best positions is for her to be lying on her side.
Mm.
Cushions under her head to lift it up.
Yeah.
He's lying on his side. So his cock is level with her mouth. And that's one of the most comfy positions. Lots and lots of saliva in your mouth all the time. And just relax.
Mm.
So take the goal of orgasm out of that for an hour. And at that point, sometimes a man does not want to have an orgasm.
And don't be afraid if the cock gets soft or gets hard, or maybe it brings up emotions. It really...
Just carry on.
Get the porn out of the picture.
Get into it. And just whatever is happening, let it be there.
It's super, super powerful what you're saying. People, I'm sure, are sitting and thinking, what? My tongue is going to go numb. My face is going to be sore.
Keep everything relaxed and soft. You don't have to keep...
Yeah.
It's not a performance. It's not like a porn blowjob.
You have a tongue.
At times,
you have lips.
At times, he's going to move his hips.
You can
and
use
all
her
you
hands.
Have to do is have your mouth open.
Yeah.
To do this for a woman, you got to be comfortable. Now, think about this. If she's lying on her back and you're lying in between her legs, generally for most men, that puts their neck at quite a strained angle.
Mm-hmm.
So put some cushions under her bum that will lift her hips a little bit, and immediately your head and your neck can be at a more natural angle.
Yeah.
And that's really good.
And what happens with fingers if you want to use that? Or no, just oral.
This is just oral.
Wow, it's super intense.
And then stay away from the idea of actually having to make her come. If it happens, that's fine. But just be more about the pleasure.
You are... You are just tapping on so many Pandora boxes. You are knocking on them.
Mind-blowing.
People are like, no, but I have to make her come. And I'm not a man, or I'm not a woman if he doesn't, you know, come on my face. Or there's so much that I'm hearing when I'm engaging with people and asking them about their sexual vocabulary or the sensual vocabulary. And it's actually frightening to know we are not even allowing ourselves to have pleasure. We just want to tick the box.
Yeah, and that's all. So this whole thing and everything that we're sharing here is about expanding that and understanding that there are so many pleasure possibilities.
Mm.
And if all that we do is sex in the same way...
I thought you were saying sex in the city. Sex in the same way.
Sex in the same way. In the city, and if you're doing it in the same way, even if you're in a different city,
in Zanzibar,
do it. differently.
That this was a live performance of that was of a sound raspberry. Effect. Yeah. That's interesting.
Do it.
Yeah, definitely. You usually avoid being nasty to people, Jonty. But
no, I don't want to be nasty.
But I look at your face, and you know what? Grow up, people.
Yeah,
just take responsibility
and make
fun.
It different.
Yeah,
that's all.
It's for you.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, more
listen,
sex tips. Yeah,
I was thinking about something, okay. And it's an article that I've written that's going to come out soon.
Cool.
And it was a very interesting idea because I looked at the word inappropriate. So when you work in the world of conscious sexuality, the word and the concept of inappropriate comes up a lot in a lot of ways. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
It is inappropriate not to be a good lover.
Hell yeah.
It is inappropriate not to learn about sex.
Amen.
It is inappropriate not to explore your sexuality.
Hell
it
yeah.
is inappropriate not to challenge your sexual beliefs and behavior. We're not saying go and be a swinger or go and have whatever experiences.
No.
Just look at what you believe. Are the beliefs yours? Are you just kind of carrying out a pattern? Are they fear-based choices?
Mm.
Or are they about love and expansion and pleasure and possibilities? You see, we're getting all deep here
instead of
all of the fun stuff.
But you know what? It's actually important to back it up because like last week we talked with Claire and Stuart and we chatted about the space. If you don't have a good space to trust the person in front of you, know that you are heard, then how can you really, you know? We need the deep stuff in order to do the crazy stuff. So that's kind of...
And they work together because if you don't have a basis for it, there's nothing for them to sit on.
Because also many times you might get, you know, it will be awkward. It will be funny. It will be not really cool. Mm. It won't be really sexy in the beginning. It takes time to have skills. You'll eat her pussy for half an hour and you tell the baby, I'm about to die, you know? Mm. You might make mistakes and it's very important.
So interesting thing about making mistakes. If you're doing it with love... You can't get it wrong.
So true.
And I love that saying. If you're doing it with love, you can't get it wrong.
Okay, so how do you get it?
So,
how do you get it up?
So here's another nice game.
Yeah.
That for this instant has gone totally out of my head. It was
oh,
there
shame.
Before. Was oh,
it,
yeah, yeah. Here
yeah,
we go. Here we
up.
Go. Yeah. So at this time, people tend to go out more.
Yeah.
They got more to eat. They got more to have coffee.
Yeah.
So this is for when you're alone with your partner.
Mm.
Spend some time on your own before this and do some research, whether you're on a site like Literotica.com,
which
has an amazing array of stories, or you go look at some of the porn sites. Doesn't matter what. Find something sexual that you've never really either seen before or you've never really watched before.
Okay.
Or you've never read about before,
okay.
That it doesn't have to arouse you. It just has to interest you.
Okay.
If it's arousing, fantastic.
Yeah, cool.
But it's more about this is interesting, but something that you've never thought of before. So, guys, you've got to get away from a threesome with two girls.
Yeah.
But I want to watch lesbian porn.
Mm.
And come on, you can do a little bit better than that.
By the way. It's such a genetic thing to a guy watching two girls. It's actually about our psychology of motherhood.
Yeah.
And so, and it has nothing to do with actual sexual arousal, the myth of men watching lesbian porn. It actually fascinates them much more than turns them on. So once they actually go with it and they actually see how the girls go at each other, they sometimes get very scared.
Okay, now I have to ask, where do you get that from?
The School of Life, the Book of Life. They have amazing articles from different psychological.
Okay.
I'll send it to you. It's divine.
Okay.
So they explain.
Yeah.
They
way.
Went back to see what's
interested.
The psychological pattern of men being fascinated by two women. So it's actually the non-genital penetration. It's like purified sex.
Okay.
We see it as something pure, like our mothers.
I have to sit with that for a bit.
Me too, but there is something almost divine of looking. It's almost pure and beautiful to look at two girls together.
Okay, I think if you put that in front of most men, they'd look at you like saying, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but you know, interesting enough, you put a man in with two girls in the room when they fuck each other or they make love to one another, and they'll have a whole different experience of what they think they're supposed to. Because they get it also from the, I'm the man of the house, but what do you do with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to go with
I'll put it also on our podcast page. You can judge it.
Okay, so find something that interests you. Think about why it interests you.
Okay.
And have a conversation about that with your partner.
Like
and they
to be
do the
leashed
same
or
thing. Yeah. Something you've never looked at before, something you've never read before. And just think about this was interesting and this is why I think it's interesting.
Mm.
Or I watched this, I read this, And all of a sudden there was like this little tingle inside of me. It doesn't mean that you have to do it. It doesn't mean that you necessarily want to do it.
I love it.
And it could just be, this fascinates me. And sometimes you can see something that's like really hectic. Like you could watch some incredible hectic bondage. You could watch like a caning session, for example, that's really hectic.
You actually to be fascinated.
And something like draws you to it. And just start talking a little bit about that. Doesn't mean that you want to do it, as I said.
Yeah.
It just says, this is interesting.
But you know, it's super interesting because my partner now, he asked me, what's your fantasies? And, you know, being a person who had a lot of different life experience.
Just a few.
Just a few because of, I don't know why. But, you know, going through a lot of stuff and, you know, being 35, you go through some stuff. And I actually said, wow, I don't know. I don't know what my fantasies are anymore. I kind of did most of the things that are on the paper.
Yeah.
Or it's really cool to do this and this and this and that.
Yeah.
And then you help it, you entice it to come out, something that you even didn't know that is there. We don't know.
Yeah. I've had some experiences like that over the years, especially things that came up that I never thought would interest me. Like you might have seen them in porn and you watch it and you think, so that's not really exciting. It doesn't do much for me. I'll kind of fast forward through this. But in the moment that they happened, that was like really interesting. Sure. That was pretty cool. So what we did was we asked some of our friends and listeners to share some of their holiday adventures and thoughts and fantasies and experiences with us. And they sent us this.
Good morning, Sex Talk team. It's Roxy here. I hope that you are all having a wonderful festive season. And to all of the listeners, I hope that you have some really great things planned for this very special time of year. I absolutely love the festive season. And I think with all the excitement, generally, I tend to be a bit more horny. I think it's holiday time, a bit more relaxed, sun shining. Just an amazing time of year, and I always want to get my rocks off a bit more than usual. So my holiday story actually happened last year. I made the mistake of taking Mr. Bennett shopping with me for Christmas, and the stores were absolutely packed. The mall was busy. There were people everywhere, crowds everywhere. And as most men do, Mr. Bennett was getting very, very grumpy, very frustrated, and was just grumbling and groaning the entire time. So at one point I decided that I really just needed to change his mood. So I took him with me into one of the clothing stores. I grabbed a few little cocktail dresses off the rack and took his hand, took him into the change room and sat him down on the change room chair while I proceeded to very sexily dress and undress and model these really beautiful dresses, cocktail dresses for him. And once I tried on one or two dresses, I knelt down in front of him, unzipped his pants, and I started to suck his very hard cock. It was just amazing, filling my mouth so warm and hard. I can still feel the carpet against my knees in the change room. And just before he was about to come, I pulled the cocktail dress high up over my hips and pulled my panties down. I straddled him right there in the change room and I fucked him. It was really quite incredible having to keep quiet and not make too much noise so that no one would know what we were doing in the change room while riding his very big cock. Needless to say, after he'd come deep inside me, he was feeling a whole lot better about shopping. And I managed to get two cocktail dresses out of the deal. So it really was a very worthwhile trip for me that day. I hope that you all have an incredible festive season. Try and find exciting ways to keep things hot and steamy during the rush of the festive period. And I hope that the coming year is really going to be a coming year for all of you. Bye.
Hey, Tamar and Jonty. My suggestion for a bit of fun for the holidays, we call sneaky fuck, because with the kids being at home, sometimes it's difficult to get time alone. So what you have to try and do is try and sneak away to have some sexy times. And it's quite ironic because when you're younger, you're trying to steal time away from your parents. And when you get older, you have to steal time away from your kids. The golden rule, though, however, is that you're not allowed to scar your children for life.
Hello, sex team. Here's my tip for the festive season. So if you are somewhere nice, why don't you and your partner go to some nice bar and pick each other up again? Imagine it was day one when you didn't know each other. Bring back that interest in each other. Ask questions that you would have asked right at the beginning. Make yourself interesting and really go on a first date.
So I hope you enjoyed those, and I hope they give you some cool ideas.
Yeah, very, that very is something that was a yes. little bit crazy.
Yeah. So you know what this is also a time of? Because Christmas is about fantasy. It's like the ultimate fantasy.
And all of a sudden you have time.
Yeah.
This is our time of
so
the year.
So explore your fantasies. Now let's give you some advice on fantasies.
Yeah.
First thing is, my fantasies are mine. They have been around in my mind a long time. The roots of them may have been around, and the fantasy may have been around a long time before I met you. They are not about you, and they are not about a lack in you.
Oh, wow. You just nailed it.
If you have small boobs, and my fantasy is a woman with the most enormous breasts, it doesn't mean I love you less. It doesn't mean I love your breasts less. It doesn't mean I think your breasts are less beautiful. It simply means that's my fantasy. My fantasy.
Okay, don't look at me like
but
that.
We need to get that very, very clear.
True.
Because often when somebody says something about that and we are not that or we don't have that, it's about a lack or we think it's about a lack in us. It's not.
Taps immediately to our self-esteem issues.
And it's not. That's the
first
thing about
it. Activates all the points. What does it mean? What does, you know, we go so far.
Second thing is, just because we're sharing a fantasy or I'm telling you about my fantasy does not mean that we have to actually make it happen.
What?
Because some fantasies are best left as fantasy.
True.
Sometimes they're too extreme to explore. And that's a huge thing. Sometimes they are totally beyond the bounds of what's acceptable to explore. So it allows us to express parts of ourselves, to express parts of our shadow in a way that we don't necessarily have to live out. And it just becomes a release of that energy.
It's so important to verbalize or share those fantasies to air them.
Yeah,
it's like things that were in the cupboard for years and years, and most likely got judgment and layers of anger.
I was watching I don't remember if it was a movie or an episode in a TV series. It must have been in a TV series, and this guy was on trial. He was a doctor, pediatric cardiac surgeon.
Okay.
So he's saving all these little kids' lives, and he was discovered being on this incredible fetish website, posting these fantasies about kidnapping this woman and raping her and torturing her and all of these things. And he never did anything, but they put him on trial for this because they thought it was actually going to happen. And he said, what he does is so intense.
Yeah.
That was his outlet. And that was all. It was a part of him. And that balance between this healer, the shadow side, which I fully get, and just being, that was his way of expressing it. So sharing that becomes amazing. Then, if you're going to actually manifest a fantasy with your partner, when you do this and your preparation for it, you have to be so specific.
Yeah.
Because you have to think about what are the elements of the fantasy that are really arousing for you. So sometimes it's a phrase or a sentence. Sometimes it's a smell. Sometimes it's a certain outfit. It has to be exactly that or it's not going to work. So you tell your partner, so I have a fantasy about nurses.
Okay.
So your partner goes off to Belarus down the road, our friend buys Candy, a nice, and you buy a nurse's outfit.
Yeah.
She puts it on, and you look at it, and you think, what is this? Your fantasy is about a real nurse's outfit.
Mm.
So here's a nurse in this white dress, you know, like they wear in the hospitals. You need to be very, very specific. It's not like a porno fantasy. Or go to a medical supply
company.
Also,
maybe work on it a bit. Prepare if you're really going to do this fantasy. Maybe you know you need a bit of time and a bit of cash, and then take time to plan it together.
And that's the excitement.
That's the excitement. And it is. It's beautiful. Just think about it. If your partner can be a part of your fantasy, how deep is that? How special? Mm. What a bond you create of just really sharing. Not the surface of, you know, functional couple that, you know, that does banking together and raise children, which is amazing. It's one side of it. But another side of it is being vulnerable and actually going deep.
Yeah, because when you share your fantasies, you make yourself incredibly vulnerable. I have to say something here about relationships. And we actually opened some amazing doors here, and especially about a conversation we were having 10 minutes ago. So, first thing is, I see and have seen so many people in a lot of relationship pain. I think most people have partnerships more than relationships.
Functional business.
They work well together. Mm. They're good parents together. Their partnerships and their teams. Relationships, a different story.
Mm.
And that's a whole other show by itself.
Yeah.
Something else that came up in a discussion we were having. This is deep stuff, but it's really important. Let's give one little game first. Because we've been on some deep stuff, then we'll come back to the deep stuff.
Cool.
Go and buy your partner the sex toy that you think they would enjoy. One for men, one for women.
That is so beautiful and unselfish.
Yeah, the sex toy you think they would enjoy. Not necessarily the toy you would choose for them or you would want them to use. So when a woman...
Yeah.
Like, would he really enjoy the strap-on?
Yes, would he really?
I want the strap-on. And I'm sure if he let me, he would enjoy it. If you'll just lie still for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But that's what you have handcuffs and wrist cuffs for.
Next game will be buy yourself what you really want, because that's also beautiful, to buy yourself what you really desire.
So buy them the toy.
You think they will enjoy.
Yes.
Awesomeness.
And that's... a really, really awesome one. One more, and then the deep stuff.
And I have also one more. Yeah.
Okay. This is fantastic. During sex.
Okay.
A lot of times during sex, we're quiet or we're moaning and groaning. We're making whatever noise we make.
Okay.
Okay. Talk to your partner almost constantly about what you're feeling.
Weird.
What the sensations and emotions in your body are. Talk about like being inside her. What's that feeling like? Like as you're moving in, what does that feel like? As you're moving out, what does that feel like?
Wow, you just described a progressed, you know, stage 10 in PlayStation of all Tantra. Like people don't even know to explain what they're feeling but start like that.
Yeah, even if it's amazing. It's so if I kiss you, what's that feel like? What does your tongue in my mouth feel like? What does it taste like?
I find it very fulfilling, by the way, when my partner tells me really what it creates in his body. Because I don't know. We don't know what it feels.
So you have this amazing conversation.
Love it.
Of actually telling them what you're experiencing. And they're telling you what you're experiencing.
Some men are sitting there nodding, shaking their heads, saying, oh, talking. Not again.
But if you can't talk to her, she doesn't know where you are.
It doesn't need to be to talk about your feelings.
And it doesn't have to be poetic.
Yeah.
Just like when I'm inside of you, don't say, it feels amazing.
Yeah, it feels great.
Because with all due respect, what the fuck does that mean?
I feel calm.
Yeah, like a little bit than that.
It's nice.
So the words you may not use are good, nice, fine, all right, okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Strange.
If it's fine... Then if I were you, I would say, thank you very much. I'm going to go have some really good coffee and you can finish this all by yourself.
Yeah, go do something amazing with your time. Guys, live amazing. Live amazing. Don't settle for
Absolutely.
Not amazing.
And do not settle for mediocre sex. And
so
do
true.
Not settle for boring
it's
sex.
Inappropriate.
In the same way that you should not settle for a mediocre life.
True.
For a boring life. For a mediocre relationship.
What will people say? Who am I? If I'm doing this kind of sex, what will people think of me?
Well, they're not in your bedroom.
Well, hopefully sometimes.
Well, and if they are, even then make the show worthwhile to watch. It's like if you're going to go watch a movie, make sure you're going to pay for a good movie. A mediocre,
maybe you need to change friends
movie.
And maybe you need to change some circles and maybe you just don't need to waste all your time on talking about gardening.
Do not pay for the remake of Rocky Horror. Watch
do
the
not.
Original.
Do not.
What's and your game?
I was like, I went with that far with the Rockies. That's one of my fantasies. I know is it weird
Rocky Horror.
To like Rocky.
You know, I have this amazing memory. There used to be years ago the cinema in Hillbrook.
Yeah.
Mini
wow.
Cine.
Wow, mini cine.
Like, I was like down some steps. It was amazing. And I have this
Bioscope, mini
this,
cine.
Yeah, this beautiful memory of going to a Rocky Horror midnight show, because that was a big thing then. Mm. Midnight movies.
Sounds amazing.
Of walking through Hillbrow with a group of friends dressed in full Rocky Horror gear.
Yeah, who doesn't know, by the way, Hillbrow is very similar in those days too.
And it was so awesome and accessible.
And San Francisco.
It was such a cool thing.
Soho type story.
So what's your game?
My game is very similar to the game that you said I played when, you know, sometimes in the holiday season, you're actually far away from your loved one. You have to go visit family. Mm. And then all of a sudden sexting becomes very, you know, very crucial. So just again, try not to go on the plane sexting. Decide to invest in a time and actually really to do it in a, when the whole family is having lunch, you go to the other room and record a little voice note, you know, or take a picture of what you're going to do and leave much more room in the imagination. And I found it very, 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 very important to say it now. Guys, share information, but without faces, without, you know, if you decide to share all kind of pictures, try to keep yourself safe. The network and internet is still a very crazy jungle. And you can be also super sensual with just breath and different, you know, and all of a sudden when you're far away from your loved one, you really feel desire. And even take it as a two-day thing. Just maybe go sleep at your sister's or go somewhere and miss your loved one.
Mm.
Consciously miss them.
That's quite delicious.
It is delicious because I feel it like I spend most of my time with my boyfriend because we work together and we have the businesses together. And I actually love to be with him, but I love missing him as well.
Mm.
So I go consciously, you know, stay over at the best friend's place. And actually, you know, sending him all arousing those feelings.
And you come back and it's that delicious moment of connection.
Be in touch with a range of sensations. Be in touch and think, what haven't I felt for a long time?
So here's some cool sensation games you
can
play. The first thing is, go walk around the house and pick up just a whole lot of stuff from the kitchen, from the bathroom, from everywhere.
Lovely.
Feathers, lie your partner down. And think about the most beautiful things you could do with their body with all the different sensations that you can find at home.
Mm.
And that's really, really wonderful.
Even hot water and cold water, ice.
Ice and hot water.
I was shocked from the sensation of hot tea.
Mm.
Sipping hot tea and then doing stuff with it. It's like it changes the whole world.
Okay. So we need to put a proviso with that.
Yeah, not boiling hot tea.
Yeah. And another proviso.
Okay.
Remember that genital tissue for men and women
it's
is very,
very
sensitive.
Sensitive.
So for example, having anything in your mouth with sugar and licking a woman
can
really bring out thrush, can really bring out rashes, little infections.
Ice cream.
Stay away from all that kind of stuff. If you're going to use something cold, ice, full stop. Something warm, warm water. For a guy, getting some of that in the tip of his cock can really burn for hours afterwards. Don't
unless you like it.
That. So, something deep. We were having this amazing discussion before the show, and it's very interesting in relationship. The idea that one person is going to fulfill all of our needs is the most absurd idea.
The most.
Because they cannot. And it puts the most incredible pressure on some person. They cannot fulfill all your emotional needs, your spiritual needs, your sexual needs, your intellectual needs. It cannot happen.
It's like thinking we're only going to have one family member, one friend, one...
Yeah. because you do different things with different people in your life. I'm not suggesting and I'm not advocating
today we are so politically
that you
correct.
Go and do something outside of your relationship.
Acknowledge it. That's
I have. I'm on record plenty of times as saying that I'm a supporter of open relationships simply because of the honesty.
What does it mean? People don't even know, you know, yeah. What is open so, relationship, but never
So it
mind.
Simply says that I don't think monogamy works. I don't think that's who we are.
There are more
I think it's a conscious choice on how you live your life. So we're on record about that. We don't need to go back there.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is certain people are going to bring up certain sexual and arousals within us that your own partner is never going to be able to do. And this is how I explained it to Tamar. I said that, imagine that it's this field of energy. I love you because I love this vast field of energy that you are. I love being with you, I love cooking with you, I love shopping with you, I love talking with you, I love watching TV with you. I love all of these things and I love so much about you. When there's an arousal from somebody else, it's one very narrow band of energy.
Mm.
It doesn't mean I want to have a conversation with that person. It doesn't mean I want to spend the day with them. It simply means there is one level of arousal in
That's huge
that.
Because if I choose you as my partner, I own it. I love you. I love such a huge range of who you are. I love you. I don't love the way you look only. I don't love the way you make me feel. I don't love only the way you are in business or in friendship or whatever. I love so much. And then sharing, even a fantasy about somebody or a different flavor that may you just don't maybe have.
And you never will. And it
you
doesn't mean that I love you any less. But there's a dirty dictionary word that we've had in the past, which I've been thinking a lot about this week. It's called compersion.
Compersion.
Compersion is being satisfied from allowing and giving your partner the space to be fulfilled in other experiences or by someone else.
It's my favorite word now.
And it's one of the highest expressions of love.
But not from pleasing.
No, but from simply saying that if something is really going to fulfill you, that means I can bring more of myself to our relationship. You can bring more of yourself to our relationship. Our relationship can expand.
Wow.
And that's the real beauty.
Mm, delicious.
So at this time, spend more time on your relationship.
Yeah, so also, and make it light. Why does it have to be heavy?
And we've spoken about some very deep stuff, but in this is amazing lightness of sharing.
It, you can be very vulnerable and light in the same time, by the way.
It's not all deep stuff, and it's not all stuff that needs to be healed, and it's not all stuff that's wrong. Somebody says share it and have fun with it. And even if you're sharing something that's deep in a fantasy, it can still be with beautiful, beautiful lightness. That's all.
So in vacation time, people spend a lot of time with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to think how to help people to get somehow have sex life when they're with their mothers and families and kids.
Well,
and
there's a couple of things. The first and
most
important.
And before that, I want to say, guys, if you think more about your sex life and about how to make it a more sexy, fun vacation, even in the consciousness level, then we will eat less and we will stuff ourselves less and we will maybe not gain so much weight like we all do because when you're lighter, you're having better sex.
So having a really big meal and then expecting sex is not going to happen because after that, all we want to do is sleep. It's the simple response of our body. And I even remember a conversation. You and I were driving somewhere one day. I think we were going to a shoot somewhere. It was like out of town.
Okay.
And we were driving somewhere. And we were having this whole conversation. And you told me that at some point in some relationship, you told the guy you were with that when you come home at the end of the day,
now I want the
that's the time to have the sex. Then we'll have supper.
Yes.
And then
so
we can enjoy them both. Absolutely. But that's an important thing.
But that's why a lot of women say they want sex in the morning before they start getting bothered by the day. Or then we talk about the kids, about laundry, about bills.
Yeah. So that's the first thing. Second thing is one of the purposes of lube is if you put it on the doorknob outside the bedroom, the kids can't open the door.
Sorry.
So that's one of the purposes of
I was so not expecting that, because that's going to prevent your children talking in 10, 15 years' time. When I walked into my parents' room and they were having sex.
And they have that image, because once you've seen something, you cannot take it out of
your
mind.
If you grew up in a society that, you know, sometimes you hear and you're much more, you know, a few people in the same room. But for a Western or, you know, like a person who never saw
that story.
You know, idolizing your parents, they're not having sex, they never did. I came from a pigeon, from a whatever.
So, Tam, are babysitters really important?
Babysitters, invest members, in that. Put some money there.
Yeah, and that's really important.
Yeah, that's our thing to say. Okay, we have 10 last tips to give before the show is ending.
Okay.
So this is the countdown of the best 10 tips when
well,
you want to.
Given a lot
we did. So if we're thinking about children and so on, so decide that you are making time, even in this, in the vacation time, making time for you guys. So if it's a siesta, if it's a babysitter, if it's your mother-in-law, you are not going to go out and buy more presents and not going to go out and, I don't know, just you make time for sensuality. You make time for it. The gifts are huge, you guys. You can have more orgasms, and it's not about the orgasm, but more different types of orgasm, more different type of pleasure, which you could never imagine if you just explore. So important. Lube. Buy yourself a good coconut oil.
And that good lube.
But good lube, which is water-based, because with condoms it doesn't work, the coconut oil. If you want to play, that's great. But if you want to have sex and with a condom, then coconut oil is a little bit destructive for the condom. But definitely buy yourself a good lube, expensive one that stays longer on the skin, doesn't interfere with the skin. Epizone E, which is wonderful in South Africa. Any 100% lube that is can be the coconut oil if you don't need protection, and it's a big game changer from sensation point of view. Try giving a hand job or try giving a beautiful pussy massage with a bit of lube. Your life will change. You never knew what sensation is, and go slow.
And you can never really have enough lube in a way.
And go slow. This is Jonty's motto. If you do the same movement you did 20 years, but you do it 10 times slower.
So the single best sex tip I can give you.
Go slow.
Stop, breathe, relax, slow down, get out of the goal.
Get out of, oh my God, the sensation. And then the communication comes in.
Yeah.
Wow, it makes me feel like I'm climbing. I'm climbing somewhere. Wow, it's opening up. I have tingling everywhere. You will be shocked if you just. And then your second amazing tip: stroke and stop.
Stop. The sensation comes when you stop. Take a breath. Let it happen.
And breathe all the time.
Yeah, and keep the breath.
Cool.
And that's it. We wish you so much pleasure.
Merry Christmas. Enjoy your time off. It doesn't matter which religion you are. Just enjoy.
Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you. CliffCentral.com.